What's fun? Okay, it's Erev Yontif. Everything we're learning about is Yontif. It's all Rosh Hashanah. It's all Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Seis Mechshuv, Yom Kippur. That's what we're learning. So we're on page Reishon Aleph in the old edition and Reishon Dalet in the newer edition. But we're talking about Mishpat. We're talking about Mishpat, that part of his brothers that's in many ways the hardest, but at the same time, the most crucial. It's being honest with Hashem, not about the things that we need in life. That's pretty easy for us to be honest about what we need. But to be honest about, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe Sussman used to say, what is that we're needed for? And how we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing in life. And because of that, there's Mishpat. What we were talking about last week is that we find that it's interesting that on the one hand, David HaMelech asks Hashem, Shafteini Hashem, I want to be judged. Like I'm looking forward to Yom Kippur. I'm looking forward to Shafteini Hashem. It's Gvaldi. On the other hand, we find him saying, Al Tovo B'Mishpat Esadach. Please, please, I don't want Mishpat. So we're not talking about moods. That's not Tehillim, it's not different moods. So there's a certain bechina of Mishpat that David HaMelech is asking. Shafteini Hashem. Shafteini Hashem. I want to be judged. And I want judgment. I want Mishpat. But then there's this fear of Al Tavu B'Mishpat. So there are different explanations, but what we're learning in our limud here of Eshbach L'Fonav Sichi and the Avoid of his Baidus is that there are two bechinas of Mishpat. There are two types of Mishpat, two personalities. The first is the individual. Let's start with the one that we're learning about. The first is the person who's in the sugya of Kirvas Hashem, person who's seeking closeness to Hashem. And therefore, it's a davener, it's somebody who is Isaac and his Bardidus. He has a personal, direct relationship. He's trying to work on this direct relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Kirvas Hashem. And there's Ahava, and he's already developed a certain degree of closeness and so on. When that person is asking Hashem, Shafteini Hashem, it's part of cultivating that closeness. Shafteini Hashem. In other words, the same way, we always use the emotional of a marriage, the same way that the husband and wife don't want anything to be between them, ideally. I mean, obviously, it's not the same with the Kosher Baruch, there are many differences, but in an ideal relationship, if there is such a marriage in the world, in that marriage, there would also be this honesty of Shafteini. I Adrabe, please tell me what is it that I'm doing wrong. Help me. I know there are things that I do in this relationship that are wrong. I mean, there's some people that say that, but then the second other person says, okay, and then it's like, you sure you want me to tell you? Okay. And then item number one, I mean, she's got, hold on a second. She goes to her, like, locked file. She takes out a whole bichel, you understand, like this, a book. He says, look, you asked me for things that are wrong. We're married for 35 years. Okay, Aleph. So if there is such a marriage in the world, in an ideal marriage, obviously in an ideal marriage, it wouldn't be waiting 35 years. But in an ideal marriage, where there's Ahava and there's Kirva and Dveikus, so then there is this terrible, terrible fear that there's something that's between us. And because of that, I'm asking you, Shafteini, help me to be honest with myself. Help me to come clean with you. Tell me what it is that I've done that's wrong, that you see in me that needs repair. And I'll try my best, and maybe you could help me. That's an ideal and an ideal marriage. And so too, there is one type of a person. And David HaMelech, of course, is speaking to every Jew who would ever live. So there's one person who is in the sugya of Kirbas Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, his Bodhidus, Dveikus, and says, please Hashem, Shaftain. And therefore, to the best of his ability, he reaches or she reaches into his or her mind and heart to try to understand, you know, to come to make a cheshbon of what are the things that I think seems to me the things that you would not approve, that you don't approve of, the things in my life that I could do better and you expect better from me, and if there are other things, help me to know what they are. I don't know if there are other things, but these are the things that I know are upsetting you. I don't know how to get out of this, or I don't know how to get out of number one, number six. The others I think I do, but I need your help. One and six, I don't know what to do about them, but the others I think I do. But this is a conversation that's part of his bodhus, where there's a relationship. And there, other rabbi, Shafteini Hashem, I want to be judged. And for these kind of people, Rosh Hashanah is gevaldik. I say some true Yom Kippur is fantastic. Not that it's not scary, but it's always scary to come clean, but it's, and especially Melech Malachim Melachim and everything. But there's a tremendous, tremendous feeling of relief, and it makes the two closer than ever before. There's reconciliation. There's an intent, a serious and sincere intent to improve in our relationship, my what I do, and to change, and so on. So this person, this is where we're ending last week. This type of a person, the Shafteini Hashem type, even if there are Yisurim, even if there are, there's some cleaning that takes place through difficulties and challenges in life, but they're Yisurim of Ahava. Because he knows that that's in response to his tefillah. It's not that anybody wants to suffer, but he knows and he believes that Hashem is somehow helping him and cleaning his life and repairing his life and perfecting his life. So he's not angry or bitter. If he missed his train or something, it's not starting to scream and yell, how could I go on davening to you if you took my train away from me? He sees all of that as part of the relationship. It's all part of the Kirvas Hashem. So even if, God forbid, he goes through difficulties, he has different, whatever it is in life, he doesn't see that as something to be angry about. Adrabba, see Surim Shlahava, and he believes in Hashem's love, and that Hashem is doing this to help him and to bring him to a higher place. That's the Shafteini Hashem person. Then you have the Al Tavo B'Mishpat Es Avdecha. Al Tavo B'Mishpat Es Avdecha, all the variations of that are in the Machzor, the Davening, that Pasuk. Kalitzak Levenachal Kochai, when we say in Davening, Al Tavo B'Mishpat, here we have already a person that does not have that, is not in that kind of a loving relationship. And therefore, there is that resistance to Mishpat and a fear of Mishpat. What will the consequences be? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Does this mean that I'm going to be punished? And if the answer is yes, then this person can have tremendous emotional, religious, psychological problems with the difficulties and challenges that he's going through. Remember that we saw that Chazal make a distinction and that Svar HaKadosh make a distinction whether Hashem does this directly with you, in other words, the din that needs to be taken care of, whether that's done directly or it's done through the shluchim. The shluchim are not Hashem. So when a person has that direct connection to Hashem, that engenders a din that takes place directly, not with a malach, not with the aggravation that comes with, you know, that comes with malachim and so on, malachim, but are not the friendliest type. So when the person has this direct connection, see, even the dinim, it's like one of the tzaddikim said a marshal that. I might have mentioned over the years what Sadiq was. I don't remember. One of the tzaddikim gave a marshal of a person who was walking in the street And all of a sudden you get a smack on your back. A smack. Right? And you know, who's this anti-Semite? Who's this Russia? And then you turn around and you see that, like, it's your old friend, your Chavrusi. You haven't seen him in 40 years. And so for the person in the Shafteni Hashem place, the smack is felt. You turn around and you look at the face of someone who loves you. And therefore, the difficulties that this person, even though they're adinim, because it's necessary to clean this person's life up, so there have to be some dinim, whatever those dinim are. Nevertheless, it's not a hest upon him. It's not a hest upon him. It's someone who loves him. It's his chavrusa. It's his father, my cousin, Kala. It's someone who loves him. It's a patch, but it's somebody who loves him. But when a person is not in that relationship, that's why, as we'll see, that's why his bodhus is so, so crucial, especially now before Mashiach comes. If somebody is not in that parasha, and he has a very distant, cold connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a hastaros pnei Hashem. In his life, there's a hast upon him. He doesn't see Hashem, doesn't feel Hashem's closeness or presence. So then, you know, a patch, first of all, he turns around. He doesn't see that it's his best friend. Attacker saw me that is a stranger, or it's some other bad person that's giving him a patch. Whatever it is, it's dinim. And the dinim are mislabshim in these shluchei hadin, and it hurts. And this person very often will just get angry and bitter, and oftentimes just drop Yiddishkeit altogether. She can't take it. That's what we were talking about at the end last week. So on page Reishon and Aleph. In this edition, we're in the middle, where he's bringing the Lashon of Rabbi Nosson, where it says, Aval Kesha Adam. Do you have that in Reishon and Dalet? Aval Kesha Adam. Kesha Adam Shofet Es Atzmai. Yeah? Fine. That's what we're up to. That Al Mishpat Shenepach Ledin, Neshem Melubash, B'Koyches Adin, David HaMelech was saying, I'll tell the Mishpat Es Atzmai. I don't want those kind of Mishpat. I don't want a Mishpat of coldness of a stranger. I don't want that. I don't want that kind of mishpat. I want the mishpat of a dear close friend. I want somebody who loves me. I want to be in a mishpat in the bezdan. I don't want to be in that way of the shluchim, whatever. The mishpat should be with you. Shafteini Hashem. Not al tovu b'mishpat. Shafteini Hashem. So if Nosson writes, Avo kishodim shayfet es atzmai. However, when we're talking about a person who doesn't just go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, but he lives a life of his bardus and he's shayfet this atzmai and atzmai levein koinai, he lives this way of daily or weekly, whatever it is, periodical. Kishodim shayfet this atzmai bein levein koinai mavakesh me'Hashem zbarach shiyakal mi'olav mishpata v'dina. And he asks Hashem to please go easier on him. Well, mastik all of us had din, and he's in a relationship, and he's mastik all of us had din. Like as I said, with the marshal of the marriage, where the person, the husband or the says to the wife, or whatever the wife to the husband says, I know that I've hurt you, I know that I've done things that are wrong, and I'm asking you for an assessment of this situation. I want you to tell me how this hurts you, and I want to improve. That's his bodhidus. That's Shafteini Hashem. That's a very, very healthy relationship. And in such a situation, again, where there is this close relationship, the person is mastic all of a sudden. He accepts that there needs to be some rehabilitation. He accepts that. And the rehabilitation is hard. It hurts. But that tzaddik, like we say in Slichas and so on, We accept the din. L'cha Hashem atzlaka v'lona b'ayshas upon him, like we say in Slichas. U'mishtatech mevakesh milfonov yizbar shiyasi malifni mishus adin. But this person feels close enough to be able to say, Rabbi Shalom, I always try to the best of my ability to come clean with you. And I know it's not an excuse. And I understand that. I understand if there needs to be some dinam. I understand. But I'm asking you should be listening to Moshe said that. I'm asking as somebody who has protexia, as somebody who is inside, I'm asking it shouldn't be in a way of dinam kashem chas v'shol. As ein hadin shalamala tzarech l'slabish. Then we have the rule that we began with last week and the week before, is that when there's a din lamata, then there's no need for din lamal. And such a person, we see that Hashem's Baruch often says, even though we don't know Hashem's Cheshbonos, because it could be because a lot of other things that are going on. But as far as Mishpat is concerned, Hashem's Baruch says, listen, you yourself, you're Maida B'Kanas, remember we learned that last week? You're Maida B'Kanas, as you understand that you deserve a patch. So you're Maida B'Kanas. So Hashem's Baruch has the authority to say, Potter. Go home. It's okay. You're Maida B'Kanas, Potter. And only Hashem knows how to measure the embarrassment and the shame and the sincerity. Obviously, all of that's part of it. It's not just somebody just stopped. It means that it's sincere. We're talking about a sincere person. As Ein Hadin, Reb Nosson says, Ein Hadin Shalamala, Tzarech L'Slabish. Once the person has this sincere, heartfelt mishpat here in this world, then we saw that it's not necessary that there be a din l'malo. Or if there is a din, it doesn't have to be chalila dinim kashem. And even if it is a din, that the person is still able to be saivalit and accepted as that good friend giving him a smack on the back. He's able to accept and he's able to see the face of Hashem in that din, as opposed to the other kind of person who just sort of hessed upon him and it's not fair and what did I do? And what did I do to deserve this? Why did this happen to me? All of these diburim that the whole world is filled with these diburim. Means that the shluchim hadin, those shluchim, those malachim of din, they don't have any parnasa. You preempted them. You like in the 67 war, the Egyptian planes were knocked down in the airport. So you have all the shluchim of din that they're all like gearing up. The shluchim of din are going. They got an address. They got your name and they got your address. And the shluchim of din are putting on their helmets, and they're ready, all suited up, and the engine's going on the plane. And then you make a mishpat lamata, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. All the shluchim lamala, all those planes are all blown up before they ever left the airport. They're finished. To preempt all of that. Hashem even gave us a whole month of Elul to work on these things. I mean, to all of our lives, but especially Elul. Of that, with Ahava, of Anila Dai Dividai Dili. Of Anila Dai Dividai Dili. And it should be in a way of Ahava, Skarvus, Mishpat, Emes, and relationship, Chuli Chuli. It's a whole month. And if a person works on that program, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and because the person asks, we shavteni Hashem, and then there could be all of that directly from Hashem as rachmim and chemla and chanina, all the good stuff. Or mevata lelegamri, or Hashem as well could say, potter, altogether, you're altogether potter. Altogether potter. Now, we're not allowed to say, the Gemara says, Chazal says, because Baruch is a vatra. Now, we're not allowed to say that because Baruch always lets me off the hook. You can't, vatra means that he always lets me off the hook. That's not acceptable. You can't talk like that. It's not true. I don't want to finish the sentence, the Gemara says, Chazal says a strong sentence. A person is not allowed to say Hashem doesn't care, Hashem cares. But there are times that when you work on it, Hashem is mevatra on this in you. It's mevatra. It doesn't mean he's a vatran. It doesn't mean that you could always You can always rely on that. You do it, then it's echta varshu. Then you do anything you want, and you say he's a vatra. That Chazal say, oh, you do that, you're vatra chayiv. Then he'll also be vatra about you being alive. No, you can't do that. He's not a vatra, but he's mevatra. He's mevatra. This is Rabbi Nosson's lashon. Who devar mufroshim b'zohar kodesh and in the zohar kodesh in Parshas Pinchas. Valda istrich lebarnas lefarsha chavoy kol chad v'chad kamediyu. And because of this, each person should be mefarish, should spell out, should speak to Hashem about his aveiros. Lefarsha chavoy. Chavoy means his aveiros. And to be mefarish, his aveiros. Kol chad v'chad kamediyu, each person according to his own thing. Begin demanding why. Begin demanding mefarish chatoi. There's a person who doesn't wait for the planes to take off of din. But he's mefarish chatoi. He says himself what his chatoi are. Not just that he reads Hashanah Bagad, he says fairish things are. Lo yismasa dinei, ela biyada damalka. Hear that? Those are good words. Then the din is given over, the planes, the call comes in, stop, and Kadosh Baruch says, I'm taking care of this guy. So I'm on the case. You guys take it easy. I'm on this case. I'm taking care of this guy. Biyada damalka. Then it's in the hands of the king. Kutshubrichu b'l'chadoi, Hashem himself. And when Hashem judges you himself, like the Gemara said, Shafteini Hashem, then it's good. Valda, Boa David Malka, and regarding this, David Malach davened and asked Hashem, Bomar, Shafteini Elokim, Shafteini Hashem, Shafteini Elokim, David Malach asked. Meaning what? Ant, Vilayachra, you, and no one else. So the Zohar Kodesh says, this is my favors. Ant v'leyachra, you, no one else. V'chein Shlomo Omar, la'asayis mishpat avdai hu v'leyachra. The same thing which Shlomo Melech said when he says in Pasuk, la'asayis mishpat avdai, Hashem, you should carry out the mishpat of your servant. Hu v'leyachra, Hashem, you, not anybody else. V'chol bezdin b'den l'menet, then all the other batei dinim, when Hashem takes over the case, all the batei dinim, all the other bezdins, they go away. There's no other best. Just Hashem. No other best.
Don't you say it's better to specify the avers?
Yeah. To be mefarish. Okay. Mefarish.
It's one that's slowly with its
father. To be mefarish. To be mefarish. The feed dvar, yesparshu devi chazal. According to this, when chazal say, im yesh din lamata, ain din lamala. We can understand what we learned. That if there's din lamata, then there's no din lamala. Because she used to have times not to be mefarish, but I'm not going into that whole subject. But here we're talking about his body, this for sure to be mefarish. Because she used din lamata, as I ain't din lamala, rak mishpat, shu din berachim. Then it's not pure din, it's mishpat. Mishpat is din berachim. You remember that's the center pillar. Amudadem se'isa is mishpat, which is rachimim, which is the midah of Yaakov Avina. But even though Yaakov is Emes, but it's Rachim. So it means that there's, now we're talking about Din Barachim. Din Barachim. Din Barachim. That yes, there's Din, but it's Barachim. It's Barachim. Bechemla v'chanina. Bechemla v'chanina. So Din Bechemla Barachim. Bechemla v'chanina. Al Mishpat Kezeh, B'kesh David. This is the Mishpat that David HaMelech was asking for when he said, Shafteini Hashem. Shafteini Hashem. Tishpat oisi atalav adcha. Atalav adcha. Listen, you just started to drive You stole you didn't have rishus. You stole your father's car. Show me, I'm not talking to you. No, I mean, you had that look on your face. I'm not. So you stole your father's car, and you crashed it, you know, like in the driveway, like you went backed up into the garage or something, crashed the car. So with everything, if it's a choice between being hauled off by the police and taken to jail and taken for a Besdin, even though your mom is, you went against your father and you did it to his car, and even you messed up his garage, whatever it is, still you would say shafteini avi, and not in the hands of somebody else. But again, that's if you have a relationship with your father, if you have a connection to your father, something like a close relationship. Shafteini Hashem. Yeah, you messed up, but it's infinitely better to have to sit in his bezin than to sit in some stranger's bezin. Tishpat osiatal vatchi sheover elacha va'odin de'ashpat es atzmi lefanecha. I judge myself. And I'm Isaac and Mishpat. And then, k'sheyesh din lamata, ein din lamala. V'hadvarim nefloim. They really are. Hagemara emeris. The Gemara says, Toiva mardus achas b'libu shel odom, yoyisim imei malkiyas. The Gemara says that it's that one sincere and honest feeling of regret, remorse, of musa in a person's heart works better than somebody else giving him 100 patches and 100 malkiyas. Climber. Odom shamaka al chetim yasser is atzm. It's atzma. You see that over the years, you know, it used to be, my father from the Baruch said that he remembers in Europe that they would do Erev Yom Kippur, they would do Malkus. They didn't do it hard, but they would stand, my father remembers, against the wall, and they would do Malkus on Erev Yom Kippur. And it's brought down, and it's a very old hanhaga of Erev Yom Kippur. Over the years, we decided that we'd rather let just the chickens take a beating than ourselves, and the only time that we do any hitting is ourselves, the club. And it must be that over time, not just because of all the cultural changes from way back then until now, but it must be that over time, it came to be that the likelihood of somebody getting better because of him getting beaten up by somebody else is less than when he hits himself. You see, his hashgacha pratis, and now we only hit ourselves. And even during the regular davening Shemoneh Esrei, there was always a guy in yeshiva that like pounded him, you know, like King Kong, you know. There was always like at least one guy in yeshiva that like the whole place had to hear him clapping, slakichaton. According to the Rizal, when there's no tachlin, you don't do it at all. You know that. When there's no tachin, you don't do that. But you have the guys, they just like the likelihood of that already is much less of him doing tshuva, the harder the patch. But at least he's doing it to himself. But that somebody outside of you giving you a patch, like your Rebbe or your parent or something like that, it's become less and less of an effective way of us getting better. But what has remained is our giving ourselves a little bit of a patch. And that's really just a symbolic little patch, not you have to hit yourself. A symbolic little patch, because the emes is, that means that you, that what that symbolizes is that you're done is atzmacha. I don't need somebody else giving me a patch. I patch myself what I did wrong. I understand I did something wrong, and I'm judging myself. That's what it means. Toiv amardes achet b'libo shel odom. In my own heart, Reb Tzadik writes in Sikas Tzadik that the busha that a person feels is worse than any gehenna. And when a bal tshuva, a person is doing tshuva, he feels that regret. It's worse than gehenna. Doesn't need from the outside anything chas v'shalom. The person inside of himself feels bad. Klemo odom shamaka al chetu miyaser es atzmoi. This person doesn't need to get hit by somebody else. He hits himself. Was a nice atzma makas mardus. He gives himself a patch. Amashamard b'Hashem, because he's not happy that he did this. and that he went against Hashem. So he gives himself a patch. This makah of one being done himself. In other words, being honest with yourself and giving yourself a patch. This makah works. This works better, not with everybody, but again, ideally, this works better than getting 100 malchus from somewhere, somebody else. That's for you to lean over and somebody else to give you malchus. Well, usually when that happens, is you just end up hating the guy that hit you. Over here, you're having a little bit of a problem with yourself, with loving yourself. And they were talking about when a person is shayfer this atzmai. When someone else is hitting you, then there could be just anger, bitterness. And when a person just looks at Hashem as being angry and giving you malchus, doesn't make for a good relationship, a good connection. But one, a person giving himself malchus, himself malchus inside, the libo shel adam, doesn't have to be so hard to hit. The libo shel adam. That's better than 100 pam malchus al chet. Because of Amiri, shekshabo me atzmai. The Amiri has a whole big sefer on tshuva called Chibra Tshuva. And the Amiri writes, shekshabo me atzmai. When a person doesn't wait for the shluchim of din, the planes, the Egyptians to take off, but he himself goes, b'shov b'tshuva, b'shov b'tshuva, hariz amoyra al tachlis ayira v'shleimus atshuva. That demonstrates true yiras Hashem and a sincere desire to do tshuva, a sincere desire to do tshuva. So you see, for instance, that it became among Ashkenazim, because it was written by the Chayyadim, we have the four Kol Nidre to say Tfilah Zaka. You look at Tfilah Zaka in the Machzorim, every Machzor has it printed, all the Ashkenazi Machzorim, I mean, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad, all of them have the Tfilah Zaka that was written by the Chayyadim. And you see that. So you might wonder, like, why am I doing this before Yom Kippur? Like, we're about to go into Kol Nidre and this whole big thing of Yom Kippur. So why am I going through this whole self-revelation? The Tfilah Zaka is very powerful. You created my eyes and all that to see Torah, and I look at bad things. You created my mouth to say Davin, and I say Nivul Pen and Lashon Hara. It's really, really very, very hard, the whole Tfilah Zaka. And you look at the Machzor and have other tefillahs from Iran and things there before. Because it's like a last-ditch effort or offering for you to be done as Atzmacha before the first ball of Yom Kippur is thrown out and the words, you know, Kol Nidre. So you first take 15, 20 minutes of tefillah Zaka and judge yourself. And the Chayadim will help you because, you know, you're a little bit of a loss for words. So look, the Chayadim wrote this beautiful tefillah, this beautiful and hard tefillah before Kol Nidre, before Kol Nidre. After the whole Elul time and the whole Rosh Hashanah and the whole Aseres Metshuva, still to be done as Atzmach. And Hashem sent Tzaddikim to help us because we're a little bit, we don't know how, so you put it. It already got into the machzor, but it's more personal. The tefillah zaka is, even though it sounds more like lekutei tefillahs than the machzor, to be able to talk in an honest way, in a real way. And kishadim yoshev v'nei Hashem, but don b'shayfei des atzmai. And when a person goes and he sits in front of Hashem, talking about his bardos and shayfei des atzmai, Hashem is baruch yodeya. Shemakas Amardus, then Hashem knows that this makah, Shunaisan La Atzmai, Nechub Ne Hashem, this makah that he's giving himself before Hashem, Toivalein Aruch is much, much better. Mashi Yas, Tvan of Yaakai, much better than him getting a parchment outside that Hashem should parchment God for what he should get from dinim, whatever. Zugam sibul avatul meodem is hadin akosha shal tzav yisum hashom. Adarav, you keep him avatul the whole din altogether. You could take away the whole din, and all the tzav and all the yisurim hashom. Ubizman shoyskim beinyanim elu yesh lahabas tefila v'tachanun lufnei Hashem sheyiftach es ena. And when you're doing this part of his burdus, the mishpat, you should daven to Hashem a lot and ask Hashem, sheyiftach es ena, please Hashem, open my eyes. V'yorilo amma v'loma bo lava yisurim. Hashem, show me, why is it that I'm going through these difficulties in my life? Show me what, show me, help me to understand the things that I need to fix. What can I do? Not that everything that a person is suffering from is because of aveiros. That's not the case. There are all kinds of cheshbonos in Shemayim. I mean, there are people there that would like to think that that's what it is, but it's not. There are other cheshbonos. But I certainly need to fix different things. I've done many things wrong, and I'm suffering. Please, Hashem, open my eyes to help me to see what is it that I'm doing. What is it that I'm doing wrong? Not just those things that are obvious, that every person knows himself and herself, that are obviously wrong, but the things that are not so clear to me. L'fanechem gluyim vidum, that you know all of this stuff that needs to be fixed, and help me to understand. And then throughout the whole Yom Kippur, a person can, as all of these things, you can think about this. What part did I have in this inyan of this chet, or this chet? To think about these things. What is it that he has to fix? And then, how do I fix this? I don't know how to fix this. What do I do about this? And it's not obvious. It's not enough to just say, please, I want to be zeicher to fix this. You know, for that, you could already send in a check to one of the advertisements in the Jewish paper. You know, let some tzaddik go and daven somewhere, and I'll be zeicher from him to daven. You see what's going on if you look in any of the newspapers now, especially this is the bottom of the night as far as fundraising is concerned. Wow, assaulted by all of these pictures and all of these things. Such a pathetic, so pathetic. And I once told one of the guys that came here, I didn't know. I thought he was coming to raise some money. He came into the room. This was years ago. He came to this office from one of these famous things that they do with the stuff. He comes in. I thought I was going to give him some check. He comes in with a photographer to take a picture, to put in some advertisement for I don't know whatever. And I said that I'm not doing this. No picture taking. If you want to talk to me about something with money, we could talk about. And then I had a conversation. There's a yid from Eretz Yisrael. You know, fits exactly into that. There's a certain mold of that. I don't know if I need to describe it to you. But I was told, I said, like, what's the story? What's going on with this stuff? He said to me two words. It works. He said to me, I know that's disgusting. It's all shaken. I'm sorry. But it works. I said, well, I'm not doing it. You know, and anyway, nobody's interested in my picture. And I don't want my picture anywhere. But he said it works. And I said, yeah, are you serious? People actually look at all these advertisements that someone's going to go for, you know, that some tzaddik has your name on his list. And he's going to read it, you know, and they're going to. And people really go for this stuff. He says, yeah. That's what's said. He'll be zoche for truth. I remember in high school, we were studying medieval history. There were things that were called indulgences. You know what those were? They had different tables set up by the lahavdil, by the place of tumah, by the church. They had different tables set up outside the church. And they had a table for niyuf, for gneva. They had different tables depending upon the aveira that you did. And then you go and you pay a certain amount of money, and you put into the pushka, whatever, goes straight into the church, into the pockets, and then you go and then you can get absolved, you get a tikkun. Now there is such a thing havdol, elef, infinite havdols. There's such a thing as tikkun haneshama, tzedikun haroisik tikkun, of course. And even the tikkun of neshamas of people who died, there is such a thing. But that's not what this stuff is about. This is more like indulgences. That's what it's become. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to make any stylist at all. You don't have to do tshuva. Somebody else is doing tshuva for you. Somebody else is davening for you. That's all. You have to do any tshuva at all. To think at all. You don't have to even go to shul. You can hire somebody to go to shul for you. So this is what's become of the indulgences in our world. No, the tachlis is for a person to be done as atzma. And for a person to have this kind of a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's a real serious thing that Yizkel, he could be zeichet to a tikkun without chas or shalom, without all of the other things that could come with it. Ulamishu bal nefesh bevadei sheyesh litzdar o mashat tzivos Hashem is bar. Obviously, if you have a relationship with Hashem and you love him, the same way with the husband and wife, then you have tzar. You feel terrible that you hurt him. Or that she hurt him. You feel terrible. Or you feel terrible that you hurt your kid or you hurt your parent. You feel terrible about it. It's somebody that you love. You feel bad about it. You have tzar. I should see Hashem is about it. You cause Hashem is about tzar. It's a shechina kadosh. And you cause the shechina to have tzar. To have aggravation. She gilui kved malchus elakus akan ba'olam. Which is the gilui velakus in this world that you did something to block Hashem's light in this world. You did something to hold back the Shekhinah from this world, cause aggravation to the Shekhinah. Of course, if you're a Baal Nefesh, that hurts you. You feel bad about it. You don't feel good about that. A person shouldn't just be Chalila, just be thinking the whole time about Midas Adin. It's about the Tzar that he caused Hashem. And what brought this? Why is there? What's the shurish of the din? Like what is it that I could do to prevent this tsar of the Shekhinah? How could I change? And to be honest about what the things that we've done. Adam sha'isik b'mishpat yochal laver sa'ilam ba'efin shalmidas harachmim. A person who is oisik and mishpat in the right way, like David Mel said, shafteni Hashem, in that healthy way. Which again, it comes with aggravation of pain, and it could even come with dinim and yisurim. But this person, yochalav resalim ba'evin shalmidas harachemim, but he could go through his life till 120, with midas harachemim. Again, midas harachemim doesn't mean that everything is just perfect. It doesn't mean that. It means he has to, there's certain tikkun that need to be made, but he feels the rachmi Hashem. He feels the Ahav of Hashem. He's not screaming and angry how God is this and God is that. He feels Rachmei Hashem. Because Lios Kosher B'chad Ketira Imkel Rachum Mechanan. Because he lives every moment of his life with the Baruch Shalom who's Rachum Mechanan, not an angry, vengeful God. He lives with that. Kel Rachum Mechanan. That's his reality. Kel Rachum Mechanan. And therefore, he says, Shafteni Hashem. I want to have the best judge for my case. I want to have the best judge for my case. I don't want to have some stranger. I want to have the best judge, my father. Kel Rachem Mechanan. Stranger with Hashem. So he says, Al Tavo B'Mishpat. Whoa. I don't want any Mishpat. I don't want any Mishpat. I don't want anything. Doesn't work. Gamim Yesh B'Yodo Ovan HaGoyim L'Li Yisurim. Even though this person might have to go through some Yisurim, okay, there have to be some yisurim. But in the mishpat that he has, but this is about this, he's mizdabik to Hashem being kel rachem mechanan, his father. Bechemla, and the Baruch Shalom is a loving God. Bechanina shel Hashem is barach, and Hashem could even say to him potter, and even if he's not potter, it's not that Hashem is spitting at him and kicking him. To be humble, not to return to Hashem. But the person who's running away and hiding from Hashem, then the planes take off from the Cairo airport. Then the shluchim of din take off. of Yisurim, to bring this guy to finally stop blaming everybody and to think about himself a little bit and to come to some humility, to humble him. Not only is this guy in danger of getting like hit by one of those planes, also very often these people become angry at Hashem, they become bitter. They leave their Yiddishkeit. All they see is Hashem is a pilot in the fighter planes, the enemy zeroing on them, and you have a target on your back, and you see Hashem like going into a fighter plane, putting on his goggles, and you thought you're going to get away, and you see Hashem like coming in with his goggles and flying in, and he's got his radar on you, he's got his thing aimed at you. The people that's how they see Hashem's world. When we look at all of this very quickly, then what we've learned now is that his bardus and the type of mishpat that we've been talking about these few weeks, don't think that's all. It's a good eitzah. It's a good advice. A derech nifla. Ooh, it's interesting. It's wonderful. Eli, he had derech hayichida. It's the way. Shabayuchel adam leschaver leskash. To be mechuber, to be mekusha, and you know what? To actually enjoy your son, to enjoy it. V'leiv is Hashem is baruch habeis tzavidin chasam, and to love Hashem through all of this and to feel close to Him. And even if God forbid, a person has to go through something to feel close to Him. Eitz zui chai nefesh. Our lives depend on this eitz. It's not stam an eitz. Itamsis akeshiv achibus on Hashem. It's the tamsis. The essence of one's entire relationship with Hashem. It's the tamsis of one's entire keshet Hashem is what we're learning now. This eitzah of the neviim, of the tzaddikim, that's called his blindness. Okay, Mishnah. Continue. Good. Everybody.